Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Select new models. Expires at month end.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4:01, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves game makes the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. For the first time in his career, Anthony Rizzo will bat leadoff as the Cubs take on the Mets in New York tonight. Here's Joe Maddon's lineup. Rizzo leading off, of course, playing first base. Happ at second. He'll hit second. Bryant at third, hitting third. Hayward in right. He'll hit cleanup. Followed by Russell at short. Schwarber in left. Contreras catching. Lester pitching, and Almora will be in center field. Now, Maddon was on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today and said this is just an attempt to shake things up.
We've been on and off, like I said, with our hitting. So just something different like this could just spark them. I've done it in the past. Normally I do it with guys that are struggling, although Riz is not among all of our hitters, meaning hitting that guy leadoff. Done it in the minor leagues, done it in instructional leagues, done it in the major leagues. So it's just one of those things. Let them go out there, see a different lineup, and see if that just lights a little bit of a candle today.
As for the White Sox, they'll again play host to the Orioles with Derek Holland on the mound. And Avisail Garcia of the White Sox is currently sixth in the updated All-Star balloting for the American League outfield. Yankee rookie outfielder Aaron Judge, the overall leading vote-getter at nearly 2 million votes. First of two, day-night doubleheader in St. Louis. Cardinals leading the Brewers 6-0, bottom half of the eighth inning. In pro football, the Bears held their first of 3 days of a mini-camp up in Lake Forest. We'll hear from John Fox coming up at 4:30. And apparently in college football, you're never too young to be recruited, as the University of Hawaii has already offered a scholarship to an 11-year-old. He's in fifth grade. He plays quarterback for his grammar school team. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way a little bit later this afternoon, starting at 5:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show, prior to the game against the Mets, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I have a question for you. Do you record triples with three little lines and then all you had to do was add a fourth line for home run, or do you write HR like I do?
Well, I've got my color system, so a triple and a home run are way different. Big problem.
That is weird, because I do just lines. One line for a single, two for a double, three for a triple, but I want HR in big block letters for a home run. A little inconsistent, I suppose, and no colors are involved.
I'm orange for triple and light blue for home run, so...
You're like a box of Lucky Charms over there.
I've got a whole box of markers to get me through the day.
Boy, you do. I've always wondered. It looks like a paint store over there. Everybody going to Michael's with Wayne. Here's the 3-2.
Hi, Wayne. Hi.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Wayne Randazzo is on Twitter, at Wayne Randazzo. You can hear him on WR doing pregame, postgame, some play-by-play for the Mets. He is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. Hello, Wayne. How's it going, man?
What's up, guys? That was a real enthralling conversation you found between Josh and me about my markers. That
yeah,
was great.
I'm surprised we didn't have the one where Josh Lewin told the story of me throwing him out of my car.
That was a pretty great story. It's too bad people in New York can't really get the gist of who Barry Rosner really is. So I think Josh kind of let them know who you are, Barry.
That seems like I'd fit right in, I guess, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to, give him the bird or something on his way out, too, to really, really send it home.
So what is the talk among Mets folks about the way this particular Cub team happens to be playing? Is there curiosity? Is it raised eyebrows? Or is it, well, hey, good to be running into them now?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the latter. I think a lot of people understand what it's like to come back from having to go to the World Series and playing into November and then trying to do it all again the next season. It was tough on the Mets last year, and if it weren't for a crazy finish where they won 28 out of the last 40, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. So, it's kind of run I think a lot of people are expecting the Cubs to make at some point this year. It happened to the Mets very late, the fourth quarter of the season. So I think that there's some realization from the Mets standpoint that this is just, get them while they're cold. The Mets have a big week coming up. Washington's in town next. So for a team that's 8.5 back right now, they can make up some ground this week, and it would be a nice start for them to do it against the Cubs.
What was the reaction last night after picking up their fourth game in 4 days while the Nationals' bullpen implodes again? Is there a realistic view of what the rest of the season could be in New York?
Well, I think it depends on who you're asking. I think the fans obviously feel like this thing's a lost cause, but I think that for the Mets organization, they believe with 100 games left that there's a long way to go. And you're right, 4 games in 4 days just kind of shows you how long the season can be when you look at 100 days remaining and only 8.5 games to pick up, considering that you have so many head-to-head matchups for this week, that there's still some optimism, especially with the returns of some injuries. Steven Matz is back. Seth Lugo's back. We've seen Cespedes come back, although it doesn't look like he's 100%. But just to have these guys out there, and with the hope that Syndergaard and Familia will be another month or so away, there's at least some optimism that they could patch all this back together.
Is that the thinking right now, a month more for both of those guys?
Yeah, I would say August 1st, maybe closer to 2 months then, in that case, 6-7 weeks. But, I think for both of those guys, they're going to try to come back as soon as they can. I think Familia is the one who definitely will come back sometime around that August 1st date. Syndergaard is doing what he can, but he's still not throwing yet. So once he's able to start throwing the baseball, then it could start to ramp up.
How's Terry Collins managing the tone for this team? You know, we always have Joe Maddon that no matter what's going on, it's about the process and everything's cool, man, and everything seems to be fine and confidence and today's the day and all that. And I know that Terry Collins doesn't necessarily conduct himself that way, but he seems to have found the right things for his guys to hear at the right times more often than not.
Yeah, I think with Terry, you know, he's a guy who preaches the fact that it's baseball and anything can happen. And when you have injuries, you just deal with it and you go on the next day and try to win that game. You know, Terry always says it's the big leagues. You know, you have to face Washington and the Dodgers back to back. Well, tough. That's life in the major leagues. You lose your third baseman, you lose half your starting rotation. That's life. So, you know, he kind of lets everything roll off his back in that sense, and I think the players kind of pick up on that and believe in themselves and believe in the guys who are here to try to get things done.
And is it Addison Reed until further notice?
As the closer, yeah, it's going to be Reed. You know, he was shaky to start, but the last four or five save chances, he's been better. I think he's embraced that role again, and, you know, I don't know that he ever was too fond of pitching the ninth inning at any point in his career, but it's jumped in his lap now, and I think for the time being, he's the guy.
Who's the best team you've seen in the National League this year, Wayne?
Well, we haven't seen the Dodgers yet. We're gonna see them next week. And Washington's great. I mean, they're a great team. They've got everything you need until the seventh or eighth inning rolls around, and then that thing falls off the rails real quick. So I would say that they're as good a team as I've seen this season. You know, there's nobody else in the East or the Central that the Mets have played that are even close to their level, and we haven't seen too much of the West yet, so we haven't seen the Dodgers and Rockies. We have seen Arizona, but they're not on Washington's level either. And when you're able to run out the starting pitching that the Nationals have, plus that lineup and the way that Harper and Rendon and Murphy continue hitting, Ryan Zimmerman this year with his resurgence, to me, that's the best team, but again, you know, they're ripe for the picking, considering they can't hold on to a lead.
And we talked a lot after, in the wake of the Cubs' victory, about how quickly the Cubs would be disliked and how quickly they would rise to that level. They wouldn't be cute anymore, and everybody would be gunning for them. Yet, their mediocrity has happened so quickly and so completely this year that I don't know if anybody's even getting any joy out of them struggling. You know what I mean? It's like they haven't sustained this level of quality to the point where people are like, yeah, good. It's about time the Cubs started to be bad.
Well, it's funny you say that because the Yankees are really good this year. And it's like just that, especially with Mets fans. Great. Here we go again. All of our players on the disabled list. And here's Aaron Judge out of nowhere, this behemoth, hitting 22 home runs in the first 2 months of the season. This is just our luck. Here come the Yankees again. There is that attitude toward a team that hasn't won a World Series now in 8 years, and yet the Cubs coming off their World Championship. You know, I could see where, you know, the Red Sox have kind of irritated people over the years with their few titles and their fan base charged up. But, yeah, I think the Cubs have a long way to go still of being that team, that evil empire sort of look, and I just don't think that they're there. And a large part of it is because of what you're saying, that they've been a 500 team this year, and they don't look very scary right now.
Coming off the Mets World Series appearance a couple years ago, what was the most difficult thing for the club last year?
Well, I think that it was just finding the time in the off season to prepare for the next year. And I also think that there was a level of fame posted upon these starting pitchers, especially, that they weren't expecting. You know, Noah Syndergaard all of a sudden became the toast of New York City. We know Matt Harvey's had plenty of issues off the field. And even DeGrom, to an extent, you know, he doesn't embrace that lifestyle like Syndergaard and Harvey do. But these guys became walking icons in New York City based on going to the World Series. So I think there was an adjustment personally for these guys. And professionally, I think that just, you know, having a few months, you know, all of a sudden it's, the season ends and it's Thanksgiving and you blink and it's Christmas and all of a sudden you're getting ready for spring training. I think that really took them by surprise how short the offseason was.
Matt Harvey off the field apparently has had to reinvent himself in ways that maybe he didn't see coming. You talk about a guy who was enjoying his celebrity and maybe trying to push the boundaries of some professional liberties here and there. Is he a different guy, or is he just trying to sort of get by doing what he perceives is expected of him?
I think that's a great question because, you know, it's hard to answer because we see what Matt does and who Matt is and who he tries to portray himself to be. And to be honest with you, he's not great at it. He doesn't have that Derek Jeter persona, or even Alex Rodriguez, as strange as A-Rod can come off sometimes. He's still an enigma. He's still that personality. And anytime you see Matt on a late night talk show or anywhere where he's out of his comfort zone, he doesn't come off as being this superstar. He seems kind of shy and quiet, and that's okay too, if that's how you are. But when you're trying to say, I'm Matt Harvey, I'm the Dark Knight, you know, people kind of expect this big, overbearing personality. And I don't think we see that from Matt Harvey. So I think it does lead to that question. Is he just kind of pretending because that's who he thinks he should be, this New York City superstar, this Derek Jeter, when maybe that doesn't really befit who he actually is?
Wayne, when do you think we'll see Rosario up here playing shortstop?
Well, Barry, I mean, that's the million-dollar question here. That's the one everybody knows. They put Asdrubal Cabrera on the disabled list today, and you think, well, here we go. Ahmed Rosario is going to get his chance.
Yeah.
Instead, Jose Reyes is batting 180. I think he's one for his last 34, and he's the starting shortstop tonight. And the Mets called up T.J. Rivera from AAA instead. So
why the wait? Why the wait, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they still believe that from an offensive standpoint, he's not quite ready. All those numbers at AAA look like he is. He chases a lot of pitches. He swings at everything. Obviously, as far as defense goes, he's as good a shortstop as they have. Certainly, probably better than what they've got right now. And somebody who could be an elite-level defensive shortstop right now in the major leagues. So I don't know why they're waiting. But it doesn't seem like that they are interested in doing it really anytime soon. And as long as Cabrera is going to be just 10 days or so, it looks like it'll be Reyes at short for the time being.
For those who haven't seen him, and I saw him play a few games in spring training, he's extraordinary defensively. Who would you compare him to?
I think if you think back to some younger shortstops of the past. You know, when Carlos Correa first came up, a guy who was really long and lean, and could go get everything, had incredible range. You know, he doesn't really strike me as somebody that I've necessarily seen because mm-hmm. he's really long and lean. He's very tall and skinny, almost maybe like Alexei Ramirez in some ways when it comes to his defense very early in Ramirez's career when he could really pick it. But he's a great shortstop. He's got tremendous range up both up the middle and into the hole. He's got a terrific arm, and they're just concerned, I suppose, about his bat. They also don't want him to feel like he's coming up to be the savior either. I think they want to feel like that they're in a good spot before they call him up.
So has the New York market accepted you fully and embraced you in your role? Are they interrupting your dinners to take selfies with you? What's it like in the largest media market?
Well, at least on radio, you know, people, I think, know my name, but they don't know my face, really. So I kind of get away with some of that stuff. But they've been great to me here. I there's always concern when you go into a different place. It's not your hometown that, you know, they're not going to accept you. But the New York people here, they've been terrific to me. They've been more than accepting. I think they like my work. And, I think it's been a really good fit.
Do you understand now why I threw Josh Lewin out of my car?
Oh, absolutely. That guy is really something. But he's a great coworker, and when he's not annoying you to death, he's a super guy.
Wayne, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time, man.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Barry.
See you, Wayne.
Wayne Randazzo.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, on the air, during a broadcast, I don't know why it came up. No one's explained to me why. Josh told the story of me actually throwing him out of my car.
A moving car?
I wish it had been
like
moving.
You tumbleweeded
him? I wish it had been moving.
Okay, what was going on?
It was 97. It's the only year Josh was here.
It was here before Harry unceremoniously pushed him out. That's when I killed Harry Carey. It was the day after I was on the air lambasting Harry Carey for his treatment of Josh Lewin, and then he was dead.
Yeah.
Harry was, not Josh.
Yes. Right. Collapsed into a table in Palm Springs. Well, it was 97. I knew it was my last year as a beat guy. I had a baby at home, and after games, I was trying to get out of there as fast as I could. I wanted to get home. It was difficult getting through that season because I just, you know, it's not where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And so for some reason, Josh would get rides to the park, and then he would have to ride home with me every night.
Ugh.
And he would either ride to my house or I'd take him to his house and then his wife would come get him. Yeah, I mean, after...
What, did you have his license taken or something?
I don't know. He's cheap. He didn't have... I guess they only had one car. I don't know. But Josh likes to talk, and I mean talk all the time. Now, he's getting to the park at noon, right? I'm there at 8:30. By the time we leave at 7 or 7:30 or whatever it is, I don't want to talk to anybody anymore. I just want to get home. Josh liked to talk. And I would say, Josh, just shut the heck up at this point already. Would you please give me a break? Turn on the radio. You're killing me. I just, I'm dying here. You know, he wants to talk about the game. He wants to talk about the game. I don't care about the game.
Wasn't there a period of time when you were also giving George Castle a ride home every day?
I won't go so far as to say it was that bad.
The Barry Rosner bus service. But he's got Grobber and George Castle and Josh Lewis.
So this one night we leave the park.
Yeah.
And Josh is standing around talking. I'm like, let's go. Let's go. Here we go. We're leaving. We're walking out. And he's stopping every 20 feet to talk to somebody. We get outside. We're leaving the parking lot. And he rolls down the window to sign autographs. I'm like, Josh, roll your window up. Do you not get it that I don't want to play this game today with you, okay? Mm-hmm. And all the way home. And he's talking. And he's talking.
Hey, you want to talk about the game?
This is a team that lost their first 14. No game has mattered since April 10th, okay? Stop! I don't care. So, it doesn't matter.
So were you like on the Edens?
No, we had. I don't know if we took the Edens or the Kennedy. We're going down 294. We get off. I think we were somewhere on Milwaukee Avenue, not too far from his house in Vernon Hills. When I said, "That's it, get out of the car," and he's like, "It's because I had threatened him like five times. I am going to throw you. I'm not kidding. If you don't shut up, I'm going to throw you out of the car. I'm going to make you get out of the car." And he never stopped.
The Hawthorne Mall is far enough.
And finally, we got to, I don't know how close we were to his house. I said, get out of the car. He's like, that's funny. I said, I'm not kidding. I mean, get out of the car. I will come around and drag you by your ears out of the car. And he did. He got out of the car.
Good for him. You can check out our live video stream always at 670thescore.com. And it's brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. And
but he told the story on the air in New York, and people thought it was great. They thought it was great. So we had him on Hit and Run a couple weeks ago to tell the story again.
And he presented you to the New York audience in just the right way. The curmudgeonly, angry, disgruntled baseball scribe.
In a completely appropriate manner.
This segment is brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington stores your Father's Day gift headquarters and save on Bluetooth speakers, fragrances, watches, wallets, or give a Burlington gift card. Always a perfect gift. Burlington style for everyone. In just a bit, it'll be Jay Jaffe, the baseball writer for Sports Illustrated, talk a bit about his takeaway from day one of the MLB draft. Also, we can ask the Aaron Judge questions of him because Aaron Judge's name keeps finding its way into baseball conversations because that's your big story right now.
I mean, it's every at bat as much is must watch. He has overtaken Mike Trout, obviously, because he's injured. He leads baseball in WAR. It has been an extraordinary start, and nobody knew it. Nobody saw it. Nobody predicted it. And here it is happening.
He's Barry Rosner in for the injured Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I did hear last night a whole different John Lackey in the postgame. Last start, he pointed at the offense and said, you know, basically, have you seen the bats not doing anything?
Right.
Guess what? You can't do that with what you're doing now. His age and everything else, maybe it's just his age has caught up to him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. That Golden State Warrior win last night obviously was a potentially devastating loss, not just for the Cavaliers, but for everybody in the NBA, especially the LA Clippers. That is, if Chris Paul really is about the ring and not about the jack, and he knows that his best shot of getting one is to bounce from L.A. and take his talent someplace else to, I don't know, say, San Antonio, then where does that leave the Clippers? Hard to imagine anybody leaving $50 or more million on the table the way Paul would if he leaves, but then again, he's already made more money than he could ever spend. And he could probably find his way to get by on a four-year, $150 million-plus deal that San Antonio could offer him. So re-signing with the Clippers is anything but a foregone conclusion now that Golden State has dominated yet again. I'm Jim Rome.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need, and your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Jason's one of the most unusual right fielders you'll ever see. He's got a great sense for watching the hitter and watching foul balls and seeing how well his pitcher's throwing. Yes, I wanted to influence Ian Happ.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with a Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Her partner is Jewel Osco.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Danny's not here just for a haircut. Speaking of John Lackey, I want you to guess, Barry Rosner, without looking. And maybe you know. How many home runs do you think John Lackey has surrendered this year?
I am going to guess...
Let me just tell you first.
Okay.
For this year, he has started 13 games. He's pitched 75 innings. How many home runs has he surrendered?
11.
19.
Wow.
That's second in all of MLB.
Well, that's not good.
He's given up 19 home runs already. That's too many.
Yes, you are correct.
Thank you.
Scoreboard update.
4:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. John Fox held court after today's first of three Bears minicamp practices, and Fox says he's feeling good about the progress of his offense.
Feeling our new coaches are bringing, as well as our new players. So we're really optimistic, and we're closing out here with the last 3 days of this minicamp.
And this season, the offense begins with quarterback Mike Glennon, and Fox says he's a quick learner.
He's a very smart guy. I mean, he's played in the league, so he understands NFL football. He was a smart player in college. He's been a smart player in pro football, and he's done a terrific job picking everything up.
Meanwhile, turning to baseball, Joe Maddon is going with, drumroll please, Anthony Rizzo as his leadoff hitter tonight. We'll hear from Maddon coming up at 5 o'clock. As for the White Sox, they'll host the Orioles again over on the south side in one game this afternoon in the first of two. It's a final now. The Cardinals shut out the Brewers 6-0, and with that result, only 3.5 games separates all five teams in the very mediocre National League Central Division. MullyandHanley.com brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calgagno at 630-671-0600. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way at 5:30 this afternoon. Mark Brody's pregame show prior to the game against the Mets, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update.
Update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool, and when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at MetroRail.com.
Glad you agree with me that 19's too many.
I think that's baseball wisdom is what that is from Dan Bernstein.
I got a long memory.
Yeah, I don't really need one to remember the last home run you gave up.
No, I think it was last night.
Right.
A couple times.
And then it was the inning before or the
country hardball.
The hitter before. Yeah, an occasional country curveball wouldn't hurt either.
How about just the curveball? Just a good curveball.
Something
one that they don't hit over
right,
the fence.
Something other than something that appears placed on a tee. But, you know, it's people I talk to, this gets into some of the anecdotal stuff, but the longtime Cub fans that I talk to, I get getting one of two reactions from people. And sometimes, because generally the people that call this show, are I don't know if they're necessarily representative of normal people. But like,
do normal people listen to this show?
Well, they certainly call only rarely. We get the weirdos who are just happy to have a phone and want to talk to somebody, and then we get the people who want to argue about stupid stuff. At least that was yesterday. But I'm running into a lot of the I don't cares. A lot of the, yeah, it's whatever they do is fine. A lot of that. We're going to go to a couple games this year. It's fine, and they're going to be good for a while, and maybe they just kind of don't have it, and maybe they won't catch fire, and it's fine. And then I'm running into the, what's wrong with them? This is supposed to be fun. They're supposed to win all the time. They're not going to play 640 ball.
Yeah, I've heard a lot more of the latter than the former,
okay.
And I thought that it would be much more of the former. I really thought people would be very relaxed. Not over it. Listen, once you've won, you just want to win more. You don't get over it. It doesn't mean that you're not of that same mindset. But in terms of being relaxed, I thought people would just sort of chill out and say, look, we won. We don't have to worry about it anymore. That's done. Now let's just watch them play good baseball. Okay, they're not playing good baseball. Whatever. It's not the end. They're going to be good for several years. This is a long-term program, but I'm hearing more of the latter than the former, which I I don't know what it feels like. I don't know what it feels like to be that passionate about it, you know, because it's been a long time since I've felt what a fan feels, but I kind of don't get it. Like, I kind of think after the incredible high and the very, very prolonged come down from it, that people would just be sort of chilling.
Sort of that refractory period where you're just sort of sitting up in bed and having a smoke.
Yeah, go to, exactly. Go to a game, have a beer, put your feet up, enjoy the weather, relax a little bit. Surprised.
According to Gordon Wittenmeyer of the Chicago Sun-Times, what was thought to be a perfunctory side session for Kyle Hendricks did not go well. So he will not be returning in time for the Pittsburgh series to make that scheduled start. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. So it begins.
Yep. From your original five to start the season, Anderson is on the 60-day. Hendricks is on the 10-day.
Anderson is on the I'm horrible at baseball.
Yes, but I mean, they quietly moved him to the 60 the other day when they quietly put Hendricks on the 10-day while they were loudly explaining the Addison Russell thing. And so two of those five are gone.
Oh, boy.
And there's been a lot of bad. And if you were to say this is what it sometimes looks like the year after you win, you'd be right.
This segment brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. We will be joined in just a moment by Jay Jaffe, the always interesting baseball writer for Sports Illustrated. He will talk Cubs, Sox, draft, Aaron Judge, whatever we want. because he knows about all of it. That's next on The Score.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio talks with the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning at 8.
2 years ago, what Jake did, it was just an absolutely incredible run. Last year, what Kyle did was almost even more impressive. Those things are probably impossible to do again.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Cubs. Brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Introducing the new Genesis G80 at Rosen Genesis.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale is going on now, and you can shop early and save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. You can save $300 on brands like Hampton and Rhodes and Serta, and complete your sleep with up to $300 good towards a pillow, a mattress frame, or mattress protector with select mattress set purchases. It's a king-size recliner fit for a dad. This Father's Day, you can give dad the perfect mattress and get a free adjustable base. Visit your local Mattress Firm store for offer details. I have an adjustable base, and it is worth it. It's like you get an infinite number of new mattresses because you can configure it in so many different ways. Right now, too, you get 0% APR for 6 years. That's their best interest-free financing deal yet. 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. So with that, check out the new tech. The Serta iComfort Temp Touch, the memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology, the Beautyrest Black Hybrid, the multi-touch memory foam mattress with individually pocketed coils that is Mattress Firm technology to power off. But you got to go in to the 4th of July sale at the conveniently located Mattress Firm near you. Talk to a sleep professional and check out this tremendous deal at the 4th of July sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1880, John Lee Richmond pitched the first Major League perfect game. The Baseball Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, New York this week in 1939. This week in 1948, Babe Ruth had his final farewell at Yankee Stadium. The third baseball strike started this week in 1981. This week in 1989, Nolan Ryan became the second pitcher to defeat all 26 teams. The Oakland A's' Ricky Henderson became the second player to steal 900 bases this week in 1990.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
My name is Jake Berger. I play third base, and I go to Missouri State University. I'm big into the defensive side of the game. Love playing defense. I'm a big hockey player. I love hockey. Favorite movie's probably old school, but any type of Will Ferrell movies I go to.
We're going streaking!
Last year, we feel like we added the best left-handed power in the country, and this year, we added the best right-handed power in the country. So, you know, we identified Jake early and knew that he was a guy that hit-wise was exactly what we wanted to do as an organization.
That was White Sox scouting director Nick Hostetler on the newest member of the organization after day one of the MLB draft. Here to talk about that and more is Jay Jaffe, SI baseball writer, who is on Twitter at J_Jaffe, and who joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you make of day one, some of the strategies, some of these interesting two-way players involved as well?
Well, you know, I think for the most part, there wasn't a ton of surprises outside of the identity of the number one pick. I'm relatively new to covering the draft, and mostly what I'm doing is covering the people who cover it, looking for where the industry consensus is, because I'm not a scout, you know, and I'm not somebody who's spent a lot of time at this end of the field. My specialty is, you know, analyzing major league performance and Hall of Fame performance, viability and things like that. But, you know, when I went through, the mock draft process, for SI.com for the first time, it turned out the first 26 picks, 24 of them were guys that I had on my board, which is a reflection of the fact that the leading voices in the field had them on their boards and in a lot of cases in the right spots. You know, Royce Lewis being the number one pick, I think that was a bit of a surprise because most of the conversation was about Brendan McKay from Louisville and Kyle Wright from Vanderbilt being the top two alternatives for the Twins, with Hunter Green maybe being in the picture as well. Lewis was considered a top five talent, but maybe not a number one talent. So for him to go number one, I think was a bit of a surprise. Now it makes sense when you think about the possibility that the Twins could pay Lewis an under slot bonus and use the savings to sign some of their other guys further down, guys who might otherwise choose to go back to college or to go to college in the first place and try their luck in the draft a year or two down the road.
Jay, there were some football players taken in the first round last night. Do you see that at all as a sign of baseball maybe getting back into the athlete business, getting some guys who generally have chosen other sports?
You know, I think it's too early to tell. I mean, there was certainly a lot of athleticism in the draft, two sports stars and things like that. But I think that's maybe just anecdotal rather than a real trend. I think the more interesting trend to me was the presence of so many two-way players. We talk about Brendan McKay and Hunter Green as those two guys, and which way they'll go is really up in the air. I mean, just fantastic athletes in their own right. And it sounds like both organizations that took them, Tampa Bay for McKay and Cincinnati for Green, are open to letting them try this, not committing to one path or the other just yet. Some of that's because they've already logged a lot of innings this year and maybe not having a lot of headroom for more. We could see some interesting ways that players are used in both fashions here down the road if these organizations and players are open-minded about it.
You surprised the Cubs went pitching in a way that deviates from their previous strategies?
I'll be honest with you. As far down as the Cubs were with the 27th and 30th pick, I didn't have a great feel for what they would do. Yes, I think it's. I guess I'm not really surprised that they would go for pitching, and that if it's an organizational need in general, even though you're not drafting for immediate needs because it takes so long to produce players. That's an area that they really could stand to improve. So, getting some arms in the system is imperative if you're going to do that. And so, no, I guess in the grand scheme, I'm not that surprised.
Do you think either of these guys, if indeed they're used as relievers and it's not clear which one or both might be, any chance either of these guys could help late this year or as soon as next year?
You're asking the wrong person. I'll be honest with you on that one. I'd hate to speak too much about guys I don't know a whole lot about.
Where are you on the causes or ways out of the current Cubs malaise? Because the conventional wisdom seems to be the roster is what it is, that there should be some regression to at least what we consider to be a reasonable mean, but it just doesn't seem to be happening, and they keep staying mediocre to bad. Is a snapback coming, or at some point do we just realize maybe it's not?
Yeah, I think the talent is there, but I look especially at the rotation, and to me that's where the big problems are. You're just not getting John Lester and John Lackey and Jake Arrieta and Kyle Hendricks, who's now on the disabled list, to pitch anywhere near what they did last year. And if those guys aren't going to bounce back, I don't think you have much hope of this team winning the division, or even making the playoffs. And likewise with the offense. I mean, you got so many guys underproducing, and they all seem to be young guys. Baez, Russell, Contreras, Schwarber. Aside from sending Schwarber down to the minors, I'm not sure how much you're going to do there. Maybe you've got, you're reconfiguring the outfield there to get more time with John Jay out there and Ben Zobrist. Maybe something like that. But I don't see that as being something that's going to kickstart the team. These guys have to start hitting. They have to start playing up to last year's potential. And I don't know if it's a matter of preparation. If it came too easily last year, and it's just not, they're just not able to quote unquote flip the switch this year. This is starting to look pretty serious for them.
You have a child you should be attending to?
My parents are in town here. They're taking care of my granddaughter here in the background. She's nothing if not vocal. She loves the sound of her own voice, so it apparently runs in the family.
All right, Jay, who does something first, the Astros, who now have four starters on the DL, or the Nationals, who lose every day because they have no bullpen?
Really rare that you see teams get too far ahead of the deadline and actually make substantial changes via trades. I mean, I think the Jeff Samardzija deal to the A's from a couple years ago, which happened in early July, was kind of the exception rather than the rule. I do think that the Astros are a team that maybe might be a little bit extra motivated, given that both Keuchel and McCullers, their two best pitchers, and they're only two above average starters are on the DL, because if you want to think about postseason series, you really do have to shore up that rotation. Whereas with the Nationals, I mean, you can argue that that's probably something that should be fixed as well, but I think the Nationals are a team that's more likely to be, hitting the waiver wires, calling up prospects from the minor league system, shuffling shuffling guys in and out because you never know whether you're, where you're going to find somebody who can reel off 20 innings. I mean, thinking back to the Cubs a couple of years ago, guys like Trevor Cahill, you know, that they've picked up off the scrap heap were suddenly viable relievers. So, you know, I think the Astros are probably the more motivated team to trade.
The Aaron Judge story so far just is remarkable how cinematic it is with his .347 batting average leading the league and 22 home runs and OPS plus of 205. It is just, it's astonishing. And to top it off, what StatCast is able to deliver now with exit velocities and launch angles and distances, does this end, or is, I mean, does he turn into a pumpkin at some point, or is this really as special as it might be?
Look, it's very difficult to sustain the kind of video game numbers he's putting up. At times in the past week, he has owned the Triple Crown lead, the traditional Triple Crown lead, that is, with batting average, home runs, and RBIs, the slash stat Triple Crown lead with on-base percentage and slugging percentage as well as batting average. In the meantime, he had the longest home run of the season and the hardest hit ball of the StatCast era. I don't know how you sustain that. I mean, it's a good thing he's talented because it would be a lot harder to do it if you weren't actually talented. He's a pleasure to watch right now. I suspect, you know, that pitchers will find some holes in his swing, that the hot summer will wear him down a little bit. But the power is very, very real. This guy can hit it out of anywhere. He's got power that's on par with Giancarlo Stanton. And maybe, you know, if he can stay healthy, he can put up a season that keeps him in the MVP discussion now that there's a void there because Mike Trout's on the disabled list.
Yeah, I don't know if you're old enough to remember Kevin Moss. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, believe me. Look, we've seen Kevin Moss here. We've seen Shane Spencer here. We saw Gary Sanchez here last year. It's tough. You know, the Yankee annals are full of flashes in the pan, but I think, you know, the underlying performances, especially the StatCast stuff, really underscores just, you know, that this isn't necessarily a huge fluke in terms of Judge's talent. That said, he's striking out a great deal, getting incredible results on batting average on balls in play, incredible unsustainable results on home runs for fly ball. There's every reason to believe that he's going to regress at least somewhat here.
Well, it's sure fun, and I hope it keeps going. And just when you start recalling some of the other legends, some of the guys who arrived, Sam Horn on the Red Sox in 1987, and he's such a good kid too that he's enjoyed it and he's played along with it. And as quickly as people get ultra famous, you know, this is the story in baseball right now, in the market in baseball, and he's seemingly pretty even keel about it and taking it all in stride. So, you know, I would, like you say, the inevitable is obviously coming. There's some of this is going to fade a bit, but you root for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's strange to be labeling the Yankees as upstarts, but really that's what they are. I mean, this is a team that was 500-ish last year after their surprising sell-off, which included Aroldis Chapman going to the Cubs and Andrew Miller to the Indians. They did a great job of rebuilding the farm system quickly and have let Judge and Sanchez and Greg Bird reclaim their positions or claim their positions in the lineup. It's a youth movement. Hasn't really worked out yet for Bird, but they've got another kid, Tyler Austin, working his way back from injury who could provide an alternative here. Starlin Castro has had a very good season so far, and it's a joy to see him playing up to his potential. He's been a lot of fun to watch lately. So this is a really fun team, and it's going to make for an interesting summer in New York.
Jay, very glad you could join us today. Thank you.
All right, sure thing. Thanks a lot, guys.
That is Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated, brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. We are going to hear from Joe Madden next.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think, is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a